This is a recording of the Wikipedia Philadelphia meetup from Sunday, June 14th, 2009. The meeting was held at Drexel University. In attendance was Richard, aka Pharos, Nick from Free Culture Swarthmore, and me, Mark, aka M. Bloomberg. So, appreciate you coming. So I guess basically what we want to talk about today is, talk about the what we do we're doing here and what we want to try to do going forward. Richard?
So Nick, how have you been doing with Swarthmore Free Culture? When did it start? Did you found it? Were you involved? Was it founded recently? Founded
it was founded years ago. It was actually the first Free Culture chapter.
Oh yeah.
It was founded by Nelson Pavlovsky. Basically in response to a frivolous Diebold lawsuit over what happened was that they had some internal memo, which they leaked, and it said their machines were all broken. And so Nelson was one of the people putting it up online, and they sued him for a copyright violation. And Nelson countersued and won, and that's when Free Culture was created.
Great.
So since then, it's become international. The Swarthmore chapter has never really been big. But the Swarthmore School is not very big. So I guess proportionally we're doing okay.
Yeah, so you've been mainly in the protest section, against the, Diebold and the RIAA and stuff like that.
I guess that's where we started. Currently our chapter is mostly in the groundwork. Basically getting together with student artists. Occasionally have hackathons where we work on open source software.
I mean, I think that, there's obviously a lot of overlap between Wikipedia and like any sort of open or free culture type of a thing. So I think that this will fit in very well with your club, and I hope that you can use it as a great opportunity for the people at Swarthmore to get involved in the movement. And obviously we're gonna work with your group, and we're gonna try to make it so that we can have a successful event coming up in the fall.
Yeah, it's good since we're here early.
Right. Yeah, it's good to be talking about this in June and not August, because there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen between now and then. Why don't I summarize for you what this event is going to consist of, or what it has consisted of in New York. What it is there's a lot of articles on Wikipedia that do not have pictures, and 99% of the pictures on the internet cannot be posted to Wikipedia because
copyright, right?
Due to copyright issues.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've worked on compiling a list of things in Philadelphia that are within distance from Center City, or you can get there easily on a train, like a subway train, that people can go and take pictures of, and then we're going to make it into like a little contest to see, like, you get into teams of two or three, and whichever team gets the most pictures, then we'll take that team and we'll give them a prize.
We had a lot of fun with it in New York. We had especially when we did it, the Open Planning Project. Got all the teams coming in front of their like a little meeting space in front of their building, and then we like counted down.
But yeah, basically that's the idea. So what we really need at this point is to pick a date, hopefully today, if not soon, pick a date that you think would work for you and your group, because that's the way everything happens. We pick a date, and then if you can make it, you can. And if you don't, you don't. Because if you try to do date by committee, that never works. But so we're hoping to get, like, find a date that you think can work, and then, we'll help you advertise it, or we'll give you the information so you can advertise it on your campus, and then hopefully we can get in touch with students at Drexel and at Temple and Villanova, basically any place around here and around the Philadelphia area, University of Sciences, anything like that, that who might be willing to come out and assist in this effort. Obviously, we're looking for the general public as well, but it typically find that, you know, college kids or college-aged people are typically the ones who are most interested in participating. Like the rest of the logistics of putting together the lists and uploading the pictures and sorting them, we pretty much have that solved. That problem was a big problem starting off, but we've gotten to the point now where we're pretty comfortable with that part of the...
It's gotten better.
We've gotten better. We got yelled at for the first couple times by the higher-ups because it didn't look organized, and it looked like we were just throwing a bunch of stuff at Commons and not actually organizing
That's
it.
That's the media repository that we use for Wikipedia and the related projects. It's called Wikimedia Commons. So basically you put an image on there, and not only can it be used in the English Wikipedia, it can be used in the French Wikipedia, the German Wikipedia, the Chinese Wikipedia, and it can be used in the related projects like e-books, which is textbooks and stuff like that.
Alright.
You can only put Creative Commons and similar licensed stuff there. It's a very pure and holy place.
Because of that, we want to be able, we just need people who are interested in participating in the project, and we're hoping that this project will be a jumping off point so that we can do more fun things like, you know, such as Wikipedia academies and other educational type things for you know, people in Philadelphia who want to know about the project, you know, because it's amazing. So many people use Wikipedia every day but have no idea how it is created, who works on it. Every day I run into people who say, oh, you know, obviously it's true if it's on Wikipedia because that's edited by experts, right? Edited by people who really know what they're talking about. So educating them about that and telling them, yes, even you can contribute. Even you who doesn't know anything about anything can contribute. And, you know, really giving that insight.
You can read.
I feel like I made a contribution once, something about resistors that found an error.
Yeah, I mean, that's how people typically start off. They, you know, you find an error in the doc, in the something, you just go correct it. That's why there's a lot of people who are very adamant about making sure that, you know, anonymous users can edit. It'd be a lot easier for administrators and people, sysops on the system, to just have registered users edit the thing, because then we, if you're behaving badly, we just kick you off.
Yeah.
But,
well, then you got to deal with people who read register all the time.
Right, but the thing is, you don't.
Oh, yeah, they have whole catalogs and they have lists and they have, like, what is the identifying behavior of this person?
And check
it's,
user.
It's
and...
done way too much. Right. But we approached the New York Public Library to do some classes. And what we want to do is basically just help with literacy in terms of, I mean, a lot of people take Wikipedia as holy writ at face value, and we actually, of course, do not believe that should be taken that way. And so we want to teach them the sort of a critical analysis, look at the history of every article, how it can be edited, the discussions that have been made about every article. A lot of people don't realize that it's not just, you know, you see an article, you change it, and then you just change it, and like, well, what was that guy doing? There's actually a long discussion page behind most Wikipedia pages. Maybe you know that, but a lot of people don't actually notice that. And we also want to help them just sort of contribute on an individual basis. And what we would really like to do in the future is to help universities and departments contribute in an organized way. Because, you know, if you're a college student, you notice that there are term papers and there are lesser works which are produced in massive quantities, and they tend to be very similar to what was produced by students last year. This is also a problem for plagiarism. But works are produced, you know, year after year, and, you know, they demonstrate your skill or whatever to the professor, and then they're thrown away. And what we think is that, you know, that there's actually a place where energy should be better directed, and a place where if you direct these energies, it'll help everyone, as opposed to just being something that a professor reads one day, maybe gives an A to, maybe gives a B, whatever, he throws it out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, however much we'd like to believe it, college students are somewhat intelligent, and they might have some insight into things, especially, like, some of the stuff that's very underrepresented in Wikipedia, a lot of very technical things. Like, there's certain topics, like pharmaceuticals, are extremely well documented in Wikipedia. Medical, anything medical is really well documented, but literature is not as much.
We had a great project at the University of British Columbia. It was called Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. Actually, that was the name of a course in Latin American literature. And the, I guess, recent Latin American literature in the 20th century about the history of political, you know, problems and dictatorships and uprisings. And so that what he made, there was a professor there, J.B. Murray, and he assigned his students to write articles for Wikipedia about novels in this tradition called the dictator novel in Latin America and the different countries. And they got, I don't know if you're familiar with what a featured article is. That's the big article in the upper left quarter. He got like 3 or 4 featured articles, I think.
Wow.
Which was very, very remarkable. Yeah, and I mean, we have actually a whole page of that, school and university projects. But so far, they haven't been so coordinated on a high level. And I think we just got, you know, one small college, like Swarthmore, on board. You could really, I mean, we produce about one featured article a day, on average, in terms of the ones that are written. Maybe there are 2 a day now, I don't remember exactly, but it's not that high of a rate. But if we had 1 or 2 colleges that just started, you know, for basic undergraduate assignments, started assigning things, like writing Wikipedia articles, we could have a huge growth. We could have, you know, like 10 or 100 a day. I mean, there's a big range for coordinated volunteer effort, because we have a lot of, you know, people now who just come out of the woodwork. They just notice something and whatever. But to have it in a more organized basis could really make it. I mean, sometimes people think Wikipedia is good, but if you actually look at what's right in Wikipedia and what's wrong with Wikipedia in terms of what's highly developed, there's a huge contrast. There's a huge, huge room for making it a lot better.
We're hoping to sort of spread the word, because I think that, you know, the people who typically edit Wikipedia, either you're, you know, a professional who's doing this in spare time and in things interested in, or you're 14 and you're interested in editing pop culture articles about your favorite such and such, which, although isn't bad necessarily, isn't really contributing to the discourse.
Oh, come on. Give the guy a break. Give little kids a break.
No, I mean, it's fine and dandy that they do it, and as long as it's notable, it's okay. It's just a matter of, you know, in terms of what people are not going to go to Wikipedia to look up, you know, or it's not going to be that important that they, you know, that their favorite fictional character is extensively written about.
I remember the, I don't know if this is still true, but at one point the list of Pokemon was longer than the list of animals.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Probably is. That can't be right. How big? But there are millions of animals.
At this point, Phyllis, a high school teacher from University City High School in Philadelphia, arrived at the meeting.
I'm right. Phyllis, by the way. So. I'm really new, so I'll probably just sit here and be quiet and listen.
How old are you?
I have no clue.
So what have you been doing so far?
Teaching.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a high school teacher.
Oh, great.
So, I've been wanting to be more involved with the project because I knew what it really was, but I didn't know that there was a Philadelphia thing, and I was just kind of like surfing around a little bit, and I saw something and, you know, track, and then it said June 14th. This was like last Sunday. I'm like, whoa, that's decent. I can handle that. Okay, I'll do that. And figured out how to do all the stuff that probably comes natural to most people so that I could be listed and get in and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like a learner type, gopher type.
Wow. Have you started editing articles?
Nope. But I'll tell you this. I did read the article on University City High School, and I was less than impressed. And I think, well, you know, it was...
Yeah.
I've been there since 97, so I know a couple of things about it. And it didn't surprise me that somebody has stated an argument. You know, I know a lot about West Philly because I've been here for more than a minute. So pulling together... accurate information.
So let's talk for a minute about the Wiki Takes Philadelphia event.
About 3 months ago, I created a list of articles that were on the National List of Historic Places, which is a good place to start, and created that list and sorted it by area of the city. And basically, so what you might be able to do is possibly get your students who might be interested in photography to participate We're trying to do it in the fall once everyone gets back
to
school.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Because I was about to tell you,
yeah.
They're all...
I know. Yeah. I know they're gone. But see, it's good.
No, that would be definitely on top. I've been very fortunate to be selected to be one of the Magpie Fellows.
Okay.
So there's this whole global studies thing that I'm going to be heading up. And so there's a lot of inherent, yeah, you can go ahead and do stuff built into that. And I should be able to come up with some folks that would be real interested. Our problem might be resources, like people, you know, they if they have cell phones, they don't really know how to use their digital camera function.
Right.
So it might be a tiny thing like that, but it might not be, because I'm thinking now maybe I could tie it into the yearbook piece.
I mean, like the one, there's even buildings around here in West Philadelphia where you would think that there are going to be a lot of pictures.
There should be.
Yeah, like the Centennial Bank building. Yeah, and again, what we've done in New York City, which is what this is modeled after, and other places, is that we just set up teams of people, and they go out and they take pictures of these you know, places and things and various in New York they did a bunch of other like non-location specific pictures in the city, like mm-hmm. there's I remember the bike lanes,
yeah.
There's different types of bike lanes, and
yeah, we did it with like a bike advocacy group. They helped us. So
right.
Let's go see like bike lanes and like the striped bike lanes and the.
Yeah. And then, so, but I mean, you know, but even there are things that Philadelphia has that are unique to Philadelphia that, you know, could use pictures, and you know, a lot of times what can happen is once the people take pictures of it, they then go to look at their picture and see that the article that is linked to is underdeveloped. So
yeah.
Then. It typically will be a circle, right? And so, you know, I mean, obviously we have a you know, very historical city that has lots of places and things that deserve more development. So this is sort of a good way to get people involved, because it's, again, something that somebody who doesn't have any technical knowledge, who isn't really doesn't work on the Wikipedia on the wiki that much, doesn't edit, can go on and take pictures, and we can help them upload them and get everything like that. The technical aspect we never have a problem with. It's always just the getting the bodies in to actually run around and get the pictures taken. And plus, you know, once people contribute to something, they feel like they have some ownership in it.
Yeah.
So
it would be great if, you know, we were talking about some things they've done in universities and stuff. If you want to have like a program for students to write their own articles.
Mm-hmm.
About like maybe things in Philadelphia or any topic that, you know, you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole bunch of topics that are not developed well yet. Anything from like a Philadelphia topic or a historical topic or literature, and they're just, you know, huge amounts of things. And we can have we have groups on Wikipedia who can help people. Like they say if they have a question or they don't quite understand how to do something. We've done it in the past where we have like some people who just, you know, who edit Wikipedia regularly, who can just like watch what they're doing and just like, you know, give them helpful points, or just, you know, maybe help you know, add something, like add a picture or add a link or something.
Mm-hmm. So let me go out on a limb here and say that if one of my objectives when I hit campus, when we all get together in September, was to establish an extracurricular activity called the Wiki Group, the Wiki Philadelphia Group, that would not be objectionable. I mean, you talk about revising articles and things, this could be something that you know, young geekers could run around and do, and
yeah.
With minimal supervision.
Right, I mean, it's definitely the, you know, the whatever participation we get, the better. Well,
yeah.
Great, and, you know, and again, getting to the fact that encyclopedias are a different form that we typically don't do very much of in high school.
Yeah.
We write a lot of essays, and
right.
Typically essays don't really work for something that's fact, citation, citation.
It's a different type of writing.
Exactly. But this is the type of writing that
yeah.
We have the greatest difficulty teaching them, because they don't routinely do it.
Yeah.
And they don't routinely encounter.
Also get them excited about things, about where they live, and, you know,
yeah.
It's good.
And get them into other neighborhoods, which is even better. No, seriously,
yeah.
You know, they tend to stay, like, right here, safe, you know. So the idea, and I like the team piece, because really that takes away the fear factor for the kids.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of people have, well, I've been had fun with the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good aspect.
So, So I guess then the question would be, I guess your school starts the end of August?
Well, almost. Actually, we're just after Labor Day. The students go back first day. The teachers go back the week before Labor Day, which I think is obscene, but that's because I'm a teacher.
And Swarthmore College actually starts on Labor Day.
Yeah, wow.
The thing is, in Philadelphia, is you don't want to do it too early because there might not be enough time to organize it. You don't want to do it too late because it gets cold.
Right.
It gets very cold here, very windy and very cold. Do you think we could possibly do it end of September?
I think the key piece in terms of figuring out the logistics is to know what the breadth of historical places that you've identified.
Right.
And then look at which are going to be the best for exterior, which are going to be the best for interior, okay? And then plot out the whole picture-taking piece between all we need in Philadelphia. We get that quite a bit as a bright sunny day. It's nice sometimes when the trees are about, but really a bright sunny day is all we really need.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the non-picture-taking days are days that are devoted to writing and research and that sort
right.
of thing. The museum, Philadelphia Museum of Art, for instance, has some extraordinary architecture around that just requires a bright sunny day to capture and the right time because obviously you want to get on the north side and, early in the day rather than late in the day because the days are so short.
Well, I mean, Richard can speak about the work that they're doing up in New York with art museums and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a whole separate thing with museums. We want to make sure we get their permission.
Oh, right.
Because it's kind of hard. We had a whole thing in February where we had a whole bunch of museums in New York, and actually we were lucky we got it in Los Angeles and Tennessee and Texas, and one place was in London,
mm-hmm.
and that worked out all right. We might be able to do that again,
mm-hmm.
maybe next year. And we're also doing the same thing in the Netherlands because I don't know, it's very international, and so hopefully we can. I want to do that in Philadelphia too, but that might be something separate because it was like very. It's hard to you have to make a lot of you have to there are a lot of things you have to check off
mm-hmm.
before you go inside the museum and take the pictures in an organized way.
And so really, what the project that I was speaking of, this Wiki Takes Philadelphia thing, would just simply be exterior pictures, like a scavenger hunt type.
A lot of
thing.
Places have interesting interiors, but probably not museum pieces.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. And interiors of buildings that are available, that are accessible to the public, that would be great too. But it's just the idea is, gets people out, gets people walking around the city, gets people taking pictures of things. And it's amazing the number of pictures that we need just of exteriors of buildings. And because either the picture is 100 plus years old, like that's what I was going to mention, the Furness building.
Furness, that's the name.
Yeah, the building is, the picture that does exist was taken in the 1800s, or the early 1900s. Because it's the only free picture that there is. There's hundreds of pictures on the internet of the building, but they're not free. They're not.
Right,
they're not
right,
open.
Right. Right.
They're not.
Sorry, I was speaking of museums. I'm a geez, look at that architecture. Does anybody notice it? Type of person.
Yeah.
Right.
But we didn't obviously need to look at places like sports things too, and I'm not so sure that for the Eagles there's a place where you take an exterior shot of that,
Yeah.
So there would be some interiors, right?
Oh yeah, obviously. Or you don't have to take a picture of the entire structure, but if you took a picture like of the Eagles head house.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean things like, you don't have to get the entire thing in picture, or you take three or four pictures and whichever one's the most interesting.
How much of Philadelphia is up?
Tons of stuff. I mean, there's articles about good 80% of the history. The National Register of Historic Places articles are created.
Mm-hmm.
There might be stubs, stub meaning a really short article that just simply has the address and basic information.
Mm-hmm.
But they exist. And I think that if we had people taking pictures of them, then it would be a stub article with a picture.
Okay.
That would be at least getting closer to having a full article given the history of the place. And
don't think many
why
of these
important.
Places have PR stuff? Brochure
stuff, but we can't publish
would,
it.
No, well, my next question would be that they would want to represent them at Wiki.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you have to get them to officially agree to
it
on you.
Yeah, is there a form already, a legal form already established for that sort of thing, or it would need to be
The problem is, in our experience, what we ask for, they don't grant us.
So it's not, see, the thing is, it's not a license to Wikipedia. None of this is a license to Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a nonprofit. It runs the website, but all the licenses mean that they're free to be used by anyone.
For any reason.
For any purpose.
We're stepping on copyright to them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you. I'm a little slow, but I will get there.
And that is the reason why, if it's taken by a person in this public street, it is
It's okay. Public domain.
If you choose the person taking the picture. If you get invited to
but
the
if
building.
If you step into the building and if take a picture, then it's got to be a
well, not, sometimes, sometimes not, depending on. But it's a lot easier to get permission from people to go into their building and take pictures that can be released versus using one of their PR shots where they probably don't even own it. They're probably got a limited license to use it by the the professional photographer who took it. So that's the reason why this sort of project is necessary.
Okay.
It's also that even when people, the copyright is such a mess that even when people want to give that kind of right, there's often a ton of paperwork and no one actually wants to do the paperwork.
And
so, I mean, if you've got, like, one of those photography places,
you've
got to get them signing the legal agreement.
Right. And so, if compared between a lot of paperwork and a lot of difficulty with involving lawyers, or simply organizing an event of people to come out and take the pictures, we sort of feel like the second one is the easier route to go.
I mean, we do stuff everywhere. Like, we had, like, in New York, we tried to do, one of our things was cemeteries. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of history in cemeteries.
I'm all over it,
I think that, do you feel like early October would be a good time frame? I'm asking both of you guys.
When you're speaking of time frame for what?
For this actual Wiki Takes Philadelphia outdoor event.
I think it means more the photography part.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I had a different vision. I see this as ongoing. You're seeing it as like a one-shot deal.
Well, I know. I'm definitely ongoing, and I'll be here, and both Richard and I will be here to assist and try to. And I'm sure that there's other people who will come on once we get organized to assist you and come into your. Obviously, people who go to Drexel's three blocks to University City High School. So that's obviously we can create this through the Drexel Division of Civic Engagement. There's a lot of opportunities for that.
Yeah.
But, and that's something that we can certainly work on. But
I said extracurricular, I'm thinking of it's
all
a year
ongoing,
long.
And that's
10-month event. Yeah.
That's definitely a good thing we can do.
You know, it's just a matter of pulling people together, getting the word out, pulling people together, getting some commitments, and getting started. So, you know, you're saying October, and I'm thinking, why not September, since we're starting out so early? By mid-September, I'd know, like, a core group of, like, 5 to 10 kids, I don't want more than that, that are reliable, that I feel comfortable with, that I feel, you know, I don't have to have some reservations about, that can meet with you guys. And
okay, well, the reason why I said October is that Drexel doesn't start until the third week of September.
Ah, okay.
So, and I know that typically for university organizations, the first 3 weeks of school are lost because everybody's dealing with, you know,
drop
new
ends.
Freshmen show up. And
that's the opposite. It's worth
what?
If you want to get anything started, you start it in the first week. Because after the first month or so, everyone starts to realize that those 50 different things they said they'd do at the same time are not actually all going to happen.
Well, I mean, if we want to get started for then that sort of thing, I think it'd be good if we could have meetings before that. We could organize it. We could. You guys could form teams. All of these things can happen as a preliminary thing, but I don't want to rush into having this event so quickly that we don't have time for publicity, we don't have time to really get.
Yeah, I mean, a few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks is, that's why I was saying the first week of October would be, that'd be tight for Drexel, and that would be their second week of school, but for something like Swarthmore and Temple and, you know, Villanova, everybody starts around either right before Labor Day or Labor Day.
What we did in New York and kind of what we were talking about with the universities is having, just like one day of photography, but that would be just for maybe that little section of that. But what you could do with University City High School could be much, you know, much bigger. But, you know, hopefully it could be also a part of, you know, what we're doing with the universities.
I mean, the day because it gets people together and it kickstarts it. Because if you just sort of put out a call for photos of Felix Swarthmore, that, you know, there's going to be an empty web page sitting there for a few months.
Right, but get everybody out, get people to come into the city and experience it. So,
how big is this? I'm hearing Swarthmore. How big is this? Philadelphia city limits does not include Swarthmore.
Well, I mean, the way that I envisioned it is that it would be within the city limits, within areas you could get to on the L or the Broad Street line.
Or the R lines.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that maybe, but what we found was that if you set it too big, then people spend most of their time on a train, and they don't actually.
So just Philadelphia city limits within the city limits.
I don't know.
And this is a collaboration of area universities. I'm really behind, guys. I'm catching up on.
It's all right because we don't even know. I think that is a good question.
Okay.
What do you think?
So I mean, Swarthmore is probably further out than average. The reason why Swarthmore is involved is because we have a free culture chapter,
mm-hmm.
and that we have a club that already has an interest in this.
Yeah,
I wouldn't restrict this thing to anything. I just focus most of the marketing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
to people who can easily get here.
I don't know much about. I'm in New York. I don't know much about Philadelphia geography. When we did in New York, we had about half of them in Manhattan and about half in the other boroughs. That worked okay. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, two words I heard. One, I heard publicity over here, and then I heard marketing here. What's involved? What are we talking about here?
I think they just...
In my case, that would be putting up flyers around the college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get people to come.
Yeah. Usually student centers like this have some kind of...
They hide it here.
Board.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have these TV screens that you publish stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know. That's what we're talking about. And again, we'll have the opportunity to do that and to tell everybody about it, and that takes time.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, there should be like a Wiki Takes Philadelphia kickoff day where every university and group that's involved in it is doing some kind of kickoff celebration type of thing. Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, the day of everyone going out and taking pictures should then be a encouragement that we would do it again some other time. But we have to make it into a game. We have to make it into a little bit of a contest.
Sure,
it typically will be, you know, will the person, the group, the team that gets the most pictures of the most targets will get a prize. And obviously we expect to get three or four different teams will take a picture of the same object.
Yep.
And then afterwards, people can go through the pictures and determine which one we think is the best picture that was taken of that object.
Sounds cool.
And then, you know, but that process doesn't have to be done by people who even live in Philadelphia. There are
mm-hmm.
people who, you know, hey, I'll visit this article, and oh, there's no picture. Let me search and see if there's a picture already posted, and lo and behold, there is. And so there are people who do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's why, you know, it's a very, you know, that it's an ongoing thing. But getting having the day of pictures is really what we're talking about for this.
So at the universities, it would be like a day of pictures, but where I am, it could be an ongoing project.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And obviously, we'd like to try to have it be an ongoing project everywhere. What New York is doing, where they're having, you know, classes where they're offering it to the general public, educating people on what Wikipedia is and how to edit, and we'll try to pick a day. I mean, we're thinking maybe a Sunday or something, because
that
typically
that
works
nice.
For people.
Yeah.
And we'll start at like, you know, 9-10 o'clock in the morning and go till dark out. We'll have a little bit of a social afterwards. The venue for all of this stuff is completely up in the air right now. We need sort of a either some school, preferably either Drexel or Temple, who can be the quote-unquote host. And that way we'll have a physical place to start and to end and to set up.
Mm-hmm.
UPenn would be great.
Okay. This is a project of Magpie. Then we'll have somewhere there, I'm sure.
What's Magpie? You keep saying
this
Magpie.
This is that Internet 2 thing that's been buzzed about for more than a minute. Well, it's here, and it's, you know, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, the two locations, and the one here in Philly is situated somewhere out of there, you know, the... Multiply the internet speed by 500,000, and you've got Magpie. You know,
okay.
You've got Internet 2, which is Magpies. You know, that it's kind of like going back to the roots, you know, of collaboration between the universities.
Okay.
And, you know, those sorts of people.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's magpie.net. I think it's a you can see some of the projects. The one that just like, oh yeah, do that for me was they're developing an underwater system so that Africa will have internet access. Yes. Yeah. And that was the one that just like blew me away. They're doing a lot of other fabulous things, but that one just like that the whole business of,
right.
of limited electricity and concentrations in most of the third world countries has meant not so much with the internet, you know, and
right.
that's like creating that whole, you know, piece. So that just like really fired up my, and that Africa's a huge continent to make them the first, let's see if we can figure
right.
this thing out. I mean, if
right.
you can do it there, you literally can do it anywhere.
I mean, I've always believed that the best way to connect to Africa is fixed point wireless.
That's what I was thinking too, but evidently there's some issues with that that he didn't go into because it was like a lecture.
Yeah.
So
that might
provide some kind of meeting place. I don't
Great.
Know, and I won't
Great.
Know until August 13th.
Well, but let's. So I guess let's go ahead and say, and if it sounds good to you, like the first Sunday
October.
In October.
First Sunday in October.
Does that sound good?
I think that's okay.
And that's going to be, I think, the second week of school for Drexel and the fourth week of school for everyone else. So I guess then the items we have to work on then, are, again, to advertise it, to get to contact students at each of these locations, at each of the different schools, and find a core group that wants to quote-unquote sponsor it. I think we've had...
Yeah, we had, like, sponsors. Like, someone just, you know, like they donated a book or they donated some other thing. It should be okay.
I just need a better vision so I can explain it to the kids. It's not a huge incentive for kids who are already motivated and excited, but it is an incentive for kids who... just like play games and win stuff.
Yeah, we'll be that typically wasn't a
we had an iPod last time, I think. So hopefully something like that will get something together.
Right. And again also they'll be recognized on the internet. Their name
will
be the, you know.
I applied for a grant for the New York one, maybe we can move some of that to there.
So we'll go and we'll aim that, and I definitely looking forward to working with you on the logistics of that.
Absolutely.
And any connection you have with Magpie would be good, and I'm
real excited. It's not the fellowship piece that excites me; it's the whole idea of an internet that's like back to the roots, just to get back to the search. The research aspects of the internet, the collaborative through the university
right.
aspect of the internet, and it's something that I know will excite my kids and get them to really want to be involved.
Between you know, getting the word out and getting people to continue to work on the list, getting the list prepared and preparing all that other stuff is a project that we quote unquote are going to work on the participants, and there's this group, and there's also Wiki Project Philadelphia, which is a whole bunch of people who have said they want to be involved with any projects or any articles involving Philadelphia. So there's
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of people there. One guy who has been really helping me, I forget his name on the system. I'm sure he'll listen to this and he'll know who he is. He's been helping a lot on building that list, and I would encourage everybody else to who's hearing this and who's here to work on that.
Where is the list?
It's linked off of this site. I don't have the URL off of my top of my head, but it's off of the, if you click on the Meetup Philadelphia, there's a link to, I think it's the Wiki Takes Philadelphia list.
Okay.
And that is, you'll see it's organized by a section of the city. Like we have Center City East, Center City West, University City, North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Mantua.
Okay.
You know.
I'll take a look.
Yeah. And it's and obviously people can organize it however they want. But yeah, in the process of doing this, I saw that, you know, there's a lot of historical stuff, especially up in Northern Liberties and other areas of Philadelphia that
yeah.
are not the people really don't.
Germantown.
Yeah.
Germantown's full of it.
Historical
yeah.
stuff, and all the way up into Chestnut Hill if we decide to go
mm-hmm.
all the way out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's part of Philly. We should do.
So I mean, maybe what we'll do is people can have their whatever area they're interested in taking pictures of, I think we want everybody to come in just for the preliminary meeting, so everybody sort of is on the same page. Mm-hmm. They're all there at the same time. They all know the process, because there's a specific process that we have to do in order to make sure the pictures get properly organized and cataloged. And we want, but in order to make it fair, everybody has to leave at the same time and return by a specific time. Obviously, you can come back early, but you know, we have a deadline, and that way everybody's everyone's on the even ground, even playing. And what we can do is we can give them points related to how far it is away from where we start. So that way it won't penalize you too much to take a 30 or 45 minute and a regional rail train up.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of pictures when you're up there.
Well, it's also we want to try to encourage diversification.
Yeah.
I don't know, of pictures, so that you know, not everyone takes the same set of pictures.
True. Yeah.
So maybe you could find something to work into the game that would reward pictures that other groups don't have.
What we did in New York that kind of worked was we gave a lot more points for stuff that was far from the center of the city. So we gave a lot of people went out to like the Bronx or Queens, or we started in like Lower Manhattan. And so that gave us some diversity. Although some people always went to the places where they get the most points. It was a big sticking point last time where we had to like score everyone, and then like it took a couple of hours, and people were waiting around, and like it was good because we had drinks and whatever, but it was tough. We want to make the scoring as simple as possible.
Right.
And we're trying to have people self-score.
So if for example, if we did something in, you know, Center City is 1 point, you know, West Philadelphia is 2, and like Germantown, North Philadelphia, or like South Philadelphia would be 3, and if you make it all the way out to Chestnut Hill or Northeast Philly, that's more points. That's 5 points or something per picture. So it would be a more fair way to do it, so that if you have to spend a lot of travel time, you know, then we'll reward accordingly. And that all can be worked out online. We'll have a discussion about it and talk about how we want to do the scoring. But we also want to emphasize to people that, you know, please don't take the pictures before the event type of thing. I mean, obviously, we want them to take the pictures if they can't come, but it's sort of, you know, in the spirit of the contest, we want people to not cheat.
Maybe try to find a faster scoring system.
Yeah, I've been trying to do, like self-scoring and like just check to see.
I mean, like, yeah, because if everybody self-scored and then we just had to audit, like, the top five, and that way we wouldn't, that way if you, you know, if the top teams are saying they got 100 and something points, and you say you got 30 points, we'll say, oh, thank you so much, and then we'll just, they're not going to be the winner. Now, we might search through the pictures, because we will typically have a award for, you know, best picture. Someone takes a very creative picture of some aspect of a building that you know, is better, that they captured, that we'll be able to use, maybe not as the main picture, but as a secondary picture. Or if there's a specific section of the article talking about the architecture, we can put that picture down lower in that area. Like, because a lot of times the article I'm thinking of is City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great picture of City Hall, but there's so many different things about that building, about a building that's built in the middle of the city, literally on top of a reservoir. You know, there's a lot of history in that, and having pictures of different parts of the building would definitely be a...
just that centerpiece.
So yeah, that's the thought. If anyone else has any other things that we want to talk about, we've been talking for a while and about this project. So I think this project will sort of be a jumping off point for additional projects, things like cooperation between schools and...
Yeah, and that'll be great. Like we could start off like having, you know, these are the pictures we took. These are pictures we took. Now let's write articles about the places that we took pictures of, or
mm-hmm.
now we or can expand. Do history or whatever.
That's what I was hoping for. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah,
and you know, and we can do. We don't. This won't just be a one-time thing. We'll do something in October, and then maybe something come next spring, or if we want to do something in the dead of winter, we could.
The dead of winter offers the whole cultural pieces. I mean, we could do like the internal.
That's when we did the museums was in the winter. February.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you have any contacts in any of the museums?
Well, no.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Well, we didn't either.
Okay. So, I mean, we could set that as a project for somebody who wants to volunteer to contact the museums. So those are the projects that we envision to try to do with this
flower show in the spring. I know it's like whatever,
yeah,
but
flowers. I mean,
you know, the flower, because
yeah,
that's what follows up around
that's
the
great
March
yeah
or something.
Stuff in botanical stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Too.
So yeah, so we'll that's preliminary schedule is this event in October, in the we could take Philadelphia in October, one or two museum events in the winter, possibly another we could take Philadelphia in the spring, and then, you know, if we want to take, I guess for the flower show, we could, if there are articles about specific types of flowers, we
yeah
could,
there should be, there you should have articles on every species and every cultivar of every species,
right? Yeah,
that's the ideal.
Like there's a whole group called Wiki Species. That's what they do. They organize
Ooh
everything by phylum, and by
insects, different insects.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Incredible
but
amount
the,
of content.
But the flower show does
yeah
that.
The flowers,
everything's
yeah
by species,
yeah, by species
and phylum
yeah
and
yeah.
And
I mean,
that'd be great.
What's their policy involving pictures?
I'm sure it's very open. My friend actually organized the last one, Laura. So yeah, I can
oh
talk to
great
her about her about that. The history of the flower show is one of those first type things that's now whatever,
I know some of the things
year it's in or whatever, and it is a collaboration of a lot of groups, you know, dedicated groups, the cactus groups, you know, that sort of thing. So I don't know how that fits in, but
you know, some actually one of the people in Pennsylvania anyway, I think somewhere near here, did a bloom clock on Wikipedia or something related, Wikibooks. I think he might be out in the country somewhere, but he's on some farm somewhere in eastern Pennsylvania. I've got to get him.
So what is this?
It's a bloom clock. I'm not really that much of a person, but I believe it's like a catalog of all the species that bloom and the times they bloom in like a local area. So this is like in the Philadelphia area, in the Pennsylvania area, when all the local flowering plants bloom.
In case you can't tell when you start sneezing.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. So that's, again, that's another opportunity that we have. So we'll, the key, so again, now that we have this laid out, we just have to create that core group, that people who want to be involved and at each of the different, you know, different people, different schools or different, you know, parts of the community that wanna contribute. So I think we have us here is a good start, but having contacts at each university, because again, I'm sort of phrasing it like it, because that's typically where we'll get the most participation.
Mm-hmm.
So to get those contacts are just gonna be critical, and in the as a consequence, we may be starting free culture clubs at more than one school.
Yeah,
so,
I am actually trying to think that I find it very hard to believe that there's not a free culture club at one of the big universities in Philadelphia.
I don't think so.
But I can't think of any
seed
that
it
happen.
Man, you have to seed it. You have to, you know, go there, you have to find their whatever club that's close enough, and then just, you know, split
yeah
it in two.
Yeah,
it's
there's a couple of groups at Drexel who theoretically could be involved. There's one called D Users, which is the oldest Mac users group in the country.
Mm.
And then there's a group called TechServe, which I actually started in 2001, which is community service through technology. Both of those groups theoretically could be involved, but and one of the support people who was involved with this group before recently, the TechStex or whatever, he was involved with that group too. Hopefully we'll get them to come in, and I think that Andrew has a contact in Temple. We'll start that, but you know, it has to come. We have to create that organization, and so hopefully we can get that together in the 3 weeks that between when people start school and when we do this event in October. That's the goal, is to get, at the very least, if they don't have an operating club, at least they have an we have a group of people who are somewhat interested who want to come out and help.
So how are you identifying the schools? Temple, Drexel, it sounds like
UPenn.
UPenn, are you including things like what's it called, the Philadelphia School, Pennsylvania School of Sciences?
University of Sciences.
Yeah, University of Sciences.
University of Sciences. We can
I
go
just
to
get the list
CCP.
Okay, CCP. Okay.
There's
about Moore College of Art, no?
Well, no, I mean, that would be great.
Anyone we can get, it would be great.
Yeah, I'd say just at some point, we'll
any
go
college
and just
in the Philadelphia
everyone
area.
Look to everything they know.
Yeah. I mean, and again, getting people from Swarthmore was the challenge. Villanova is probably easier to get people here because they're not trains.
Not just Philadelphia.
I mean, they from the Culinary Institute.
Not just
that's
campuses
fine.
In
great.
Philadelphia, but also campuses from
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, I mean, because
like
people...
and folks like that.
Yeah, yeah, because if people want... getting into Philadelphia on a Sunday to do something is traditionally something that people would be interested in doing. Like, it's not a lot to ask to bring people in here. Mm-hmm. To art. It's not... if you have, like, a quote-unquote field trip to Philadelphia... from a school that isn't directly in the city, that's fine. I just envisioned, you know, college students, the ones who are closest to the event are typically the ones who come out the most.
Right.
So that's why I envisioned it to center out of University City go from there. It sounds like with your contacts, and it'd probably be good to do it out of University City for logistical reasons.
Well, there's also more universities here.
Right.
Yeah.
In this particular area than in any other area of the city. I mean, it's just going to be one big campus at the moment.
Because we tried, the last meeting I think was April,
yeah.
And we tried to do something for May, and it didn't happen because people were either on their way out of school or we didn't get off the ground. But mm-hmm. we have all summer to try to get off the ground. People are away for the summer, but we can still get in contact with them, so...
If any of you are going to be in New York in July, I invite you all to come to our Wiki conference in New York.
When?
On July 25th and 26th. We're going to be talking about a lot of similar things, a lot of that outreach type stuff.
Actually, send me that information.
Yeah, me too.
Great. I've been periodically coming into New York.
That's great.
And they have a lot more participants than we do at this point.
Yeah, and it'll be a real big one because we're at least bigger than we've been doing before because we're having it at NYU Law School and we're inviting people from all over. And
about the Open Video Conference next weekend?
That's also that's the same venue, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's soon.
I'll be there. It's next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I probably know. They're the IP Law Center or something that sponsors it.
Yeah, that's the thing. NYU and Harvard have these, like, centers that do exactly what Free Culture does, except they have actual funding. So, therefore, their Free Culture chapters are just massive because... They draw on all the people from the center, and the center, like, drives it. So, I mean, Free Culture is, like, we've been trying to push it west because, historically, Free Culture is, like, it's in Boston.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunities to try to expand and to have the increased participation, because that's what it's all about. And I think that the conference that they do in New York will be a model for what we can do in other places, because I think they've done it in Europe before.
Yeah, they've done a lot of conferences. I mean, well, of course they have a big international conference every year. I don't know, like last time they did
it's
Alexandria. Egypt,
let me just make sure that doesn't
Buenos Aires. Well, not everyone's going to go there, so mm-hmm. you want to do something on the East Coast. So hopefully we can bring people, you know, from the Free Culture people and the people from the libraries and schools and universities and the ordinary Wikipedia people can all sort of come together and we'll have different topics. And we have, what's his name's coming? Jimmy Wales, who started Wikipedia.